Hey, y'all, I am taking this show on the road. To celebrate the launch of my book, I am going to be throwing book parties across this country, and I want you to come. We're going to be doing parties in Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, New York City, two options there, DC, Philly, and Boston. So if you live in or near any of those cities, then you are going to want to come and grab a ticket. We are going to have brunch in some places, at others we'll be having wine and snacks. You will get a copy of the book with your ticket, and you will get to come meet me, talk to me, listen to me read from the book, answer some questions. We're just going to hang out and vibe on all things thought work and advancing the feminist mindset revolution together. And of course, there'll also be swag. You can get your ticket at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour, T-O-U-R, or you can text your email to +1-347-997-1784, and the code word is TOR. I cannot wait to hug you in person. Let's go. Come hang out.
Welcome to Unfuck Your Brain, the only podcast that teaches you how to use psychology, feminism, and coaching to rewire your brain and get what you want in life. And now here's your host, Harvard Law School grad, feminist rock star, and master coach, Cara Lowenthal.
Hello. So, surprise, surprise. This is a bonus podcast. This is a recording of a conversation that I had with Stacey Smith, who is an amazing business coach, and she and I actually trained together at our life coach training back in the day. So the reason that I asked Stacey to have this conversation, that I'm releasing it as a podcast, is that it's such a perfect follow-up to my podcast on Compare and Despair. So I got a lot of emails from you guys, so I know that that podcast resonated with you. And one of the messages I got was from Stacey, who told me that while she was listening to the episode, she realized something about herself and Compare and Despair. And so we hopped on to have a conversation about Compare and Despair and how we both think about each other. And I just think it's a really great example for you to see that even the people that you might think have it together or look up to or worry that you can ever manage your mind as well as they do, we coaches, like, our brains still have some nonsense, and that's okay. It's just part of the human condition, and working on yourself just means learning to manage it, not becoming perfect. So we talk about Compare and Despair. We talk about why our brains like to do this. We talk about how we deal with it. It's just a really honest, frank conversation that I think you guys will enjoy. And the other reason I wanted to release it now is that the antidote to Compare and Despair is confidence, right? Confidence in yourself is what makes you uninterested in comparing yourself to other people. And it's not that you have to resist it. It just literally stops happening as much. Like, I used to constantly compare myself to other women and how they looked and what size they were and where was I in the size ranking, right, when I still had a lot of body image issues. And now that doesn't even occur to me. Honestly, it just doesn't even come into my mind. So if you can imagine that freedom, that's what confidence produces for you. And it's not just body size, obviously. Everything in life, your relationships, your work, your finances, any place that you compare yourself to other people. So I am running a totally free 5-day confidence challenge because I really want you guys to start doing that little thing every day that will help you build your confidence. Listening to the podcast is great, but applying is another story. So I'm hosting this free 5-day challenge, and I wanted to tell you guys about it so that you have a little bit of time to sign up. The challenge is going to be happening mid-March, but the registration page is live. So if you just go to www.unfuckyourbrain.com, remember, always without the U, we spell it politely, unfck.com/confidence challenge, all one word, you can register for the challenge. And then each day for 5 days straight, you will get a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of wisdom, a little bit of a challenge, a little bit of a push to practice your self-confidence and some tools that will help you. And we're going to have a free Facebook group so you can get support from me. It's going to be awesome. So run on over, www.unfuckyourbrain.com/confidence challenge. without the U. If you're in iTunes, just go look at the podcast description, and we've changed the link at the end of that to take you to the Confidence Challenge registration page. All right. I hope I see you there, and I hope you enjoy this conversation with Stacey. So, Stacey, hi. I'm super excited to talk to you today. My phone's already making noises. I told you this was going to be very informal. So, before we have this chat, just tell the story that I want to tell everyone. Can you just tell us who you are and what you do?
Okay. I am Stacey Smith, and I am a business coach. I work with life coaches to get their businesses to six figures.
Yes. So Stacey and I, we were in the same coach training together.
Yes.
Right? Back in the day, yep. 2015 in the Holiday Inn.
Right? Yes. Yeah. And also just let me clarify really quick, because I think this is going to be so powerful and important for our conversation. What I actually do to help them grow their businesses is step into their confidence and own how amazing they are at what they do, aside from everybody else. Anyway, side note, it's totally, what we're going to talk about today.
That is perfect. Yeah, and so you and I actually work on, I'm a confidence coach as well, so it's like we work on confidence with these different groups of people and in different ways, right? We
come to
different places. So that's why I wanted you guys to see this video today. I just told Stacey a minute ago that I never know where to look when I film these things. So if I'm staring at you, you're watching this incorrectly, listen, I did not grow up getting ready for the TV star. You know, I was a law professor. Okay. So this is what I wanted to tell you guys. This is why Stacey and I are filming this. I did that podcast episode on compare and despair, right? And I heard from a whole bunch of people. Now, Stacey doesn't necessarily know this, but I have spent like a year comparing, despairing myself to Stacey, being like, Stacey's growing this amazing business and Stacey's making figures. Like, meanwhile, I'm also making six figures, but that doesn't matter to me, brain. Irrelevant. Not the point. Right. Totally is nothing
doesn't
to do
matter.
With yeah. Your brain, I mean, this is the thing a lot of you don't understand about self-coaching. Your brain never stops saying idiotic shit, right? Like, you are, like, as you're doing it, this is what my brain has been doing recently. This is related a little bit. I'll be on the consult call with somebody who's a lawyer, let's say, and my brain will be like, you should never have switched niches. Now you're going to lose all the lawyers. And I'm like, but I'm talking to one right now. My brain is like, that's it. That's the last one. You're going to lose them all. Right? Your brain never stops. So a lot of you, I think,
that's
you know,
amazing.
Stacey and I can both attest to this. So one reason I want you to hear this from someone else other than me is that you guys think that like once you learn to coach yourself, your brain just will like magically shut up and never say anything negative or self-critical again. That is not how it works. Right?
So nope. No.
Mm-mm. I have been using Stacey to compare and despair for myself for like a year.
Oh my God, I love it.
And she got a little bit of a head start because she dove in her business first full-time earlier than I did.
Yeah.
And so my brain has been like, Stacey's making all this money, and Stacey was invited to do this mastermind, and Stacey is in Ibiza, and Stacey is doing and Stacey is so good at sales. All this shit. Okay. So I put out the compare and despair episode, and then what happened, Stacey?
And then I message you, and I'm like, Cara, I'm listening to your podcast about compare and despair. And I'm sitting here thinking, Cara's so much smarter than me. I'm never going to be as smart as Cara. Like, I am never going to reach that level. I mean, I'm never going to be good at explaining topics the way that she is good at explaining.
Wait.
And then I realize, wait, I'm doing it as I'm listening to the podcast.
Right.
Right. Like, exactly. That's it. I might as well quit coaching. I'm never going to be
as good of a coach. This is over. Yeah, exactly. Right. So this is like the essence of compare and despair. And this is why it's so hilarious and stupid. We are both coaches with successful multi-six-figure businesses, and we are both using the other one to be mean to ourselves, right? And I'm like, Stacey's so friendly, and she's so personable, and people love her, and I'm like totally judgy, and all my clients are going to hate me someday, and I'm mean to them, and Stacey just inspires people, and I don't do that naturally. And then you're over there being like, Cara explains things so well, and she's so smart, and she went to these fancy schools, and I'm never going to do that. Right? As opposed to us both being like, we have our own fucking zone of genius, right? And we like attract the people that make sense for us. And sometimes it's the same people, right? I'm sure like some of our clients will go back and forth between us someday, but like we are in our own zone, right? And we are both helping people and attracting the right people. But our brains are like, you should just quit now. It's just your never.
Yeah, it's over. It's done.
Over.
Like
never.
If there's one person in the world, what's so interesting is that even if I were better at sales, and even if you were smarter, you're right. Like there's a zone of genius, but we decide if, even if you were just like you, we had the exact same zone of genius. Oh. It's even if it were the exact same and one of us were better than the other, why do we still make that stop right. us from taking action or doing anything? It's like, if one person's better, then we should just
quit.
Hold the cards, which is so interesting.
One life coach in the world. One. There can only be one life coach. So you would have to decide which of us it was going to be.
Yeah.
Right. That's how we think about that shit. Like, I'm sure that I am never going to be as amazing a coach as, I don't know, Tony Robbins. You know, like there might be people I'll never get that level of mastery. So what? He's not going to coach everybody in the world, right? Like there are people who need to hear what I have to say. And yeah, same for you, especially with sales.
I think so. It's like, yeah, I mean, I think it's like, it happens more when it's in, when it's like with people that are in your arena. Like, I feel like we are in a very similar arena as far as how much money we're making and the length of time we've been in business. But like, I don't even, it's so interesting. I don't compare to like Brooke or Tony Robbins or Maria Forleo or anything like that. I'm like, oh, of course they're amazing.
Right.
So it's like we do this, but what's so interesting is like being inspired by that person is equally available, but our mind is like, no.
Which is also funny because I have to say that I once, one of the things that got me, I've never told you this either. This is a day of secret confessions, guys. So
I love it.
This is a good one though. So like last December, maybe you posted, and I never watch videos. I fucking honestly to God hate watching people talk in videos, which is why I think it's hilarious to watch my videos. So, but I watched a video you did where you talked about how your business started to take off when you finally just started doing everything your coach told you to do, right? Yeah. And you were talking about like how uncomfortable that was. And I totally had the thought, I was like, all right, if Stacey Smith can do this, I can do this too. Like, we train together, you know, like we have the same education in this. Like, we, nobody's born a coach. Like, we, if she can do it, I can do it. So that's a much better example of using that for yourself, right? Of being like, this person hasn't been doing it longer than me. They learned the same tools I did. Like, you know, so yeah, so your brain will go back and forth. But I do think our brains tend to think there's like only, like there's not enough room. I remember when somebody in our coaching class famously said to me, she was like, well, I mean, there can only be like, how many $100,000 coaches can there be? Like six? It was like such a random number. And I think there's like six from our class now, much less the whole industry, right? It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, when your brain is in that space and you think there's scarce resources, that's when the compare and despair comes out. Like, there's not enough money. Yep. There's not enough love. There's not enough clients. So I gotta, rather than just try to go get me some, I gotta focus on comparing myself to this person on either side of me in the race to see if I'm gonna make it.
Yeah, which makes you run so much slower in the race.
Right, because you're like looking all around as opposed to eyes on the prize.
Yeah. I mean, and I think it's just so, I think it's awesome that you're filming this because I do think it happens at every level. Like sometimes we think that it's like not, you know, oh, you know, people definitely think this doesn't happen to me like ever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I teach this stuff because I swim in it all the time.
Exactly. Totally. I say this to my clients all the time. Like the only difference between you and me is that I have done 100,000 more models than you have done.
Yeah.
Like that's it. Right. For those of you watching, don't know what I'm talking about. It's the coaching model that I teach and probably Stacey may also use and teach.
Yeah,
like
I do.
But it's like all I've done differently than you is just practice this over and over and be willing to be uncomfortable and be willing to coach myself all the time.
Right? Yeah. That's or that I've even just like, for me, I feel like it's that I've, you know, a big part of what I think has me here versus where, you know, in having not grown my business or where people are, you know, at where they're trying to grow their business is I am just willing to embrace this piece of me and keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. And I'm able to capitalize in the times where I'm not in it. Like, I feel like it's more important to just capitalize on the time when you're not in it.
Right.
Then like, it's just happening for sure.
Right. There's just some days where you look at your to-do list and you're like, well, no, I don't think none of this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that so much. Yep. Yeah. That's basically it.
So the lesson for all of you, the reason I wanted you to see this video is number one, doesn't matter what it looks like on social media. If you follow Stacey, you will see she looks like she's like in Ibiza. She's so glamorous. course, my brain is comparing and despairing all over the place. I'm like, I can't do winged eyeliner like she can. Now I'll never have an Instagram following. But this is the
things my brain. You realize, though, that I have like five. It's so funny. Even the facts don't matter. I have like 500 followers on that Instagram.
Facts are irrelevant when your brain is like is in compare and despair. That's the whole
thing. Yeah, it's like ignore that. Like,
could I learn to do winged eyeliner? Probably. I went to Harvard and Yale and there's YouTube videos about it. Like, I probably could learn, but I'm too busy.
Yeah.
I must have been born knowing how to do that, and I'll never know. And then that's it for my coaching career. Right? So, like, none of us are born being confident all the time. We all do this.
No.
But the good news is, I think a lot of my clients, and this is partly what you were saying, I think a lot of my clients are like, well, I can't, but like, you have your brain managed, that's why you can succeed, and my brain's a mess. Yes, it is true that managing your brain will help you succeed, but you can get pretty far with a brain that is only half managed at best, right? Like,
I basically feel like that is my life.
That's what I'm saying.
Brain half managed.
Like we've
Brooke looked yeah, Brooke looked at me recently and she was like, your path to seven figures is managing your mind.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I totally agree with you.
No, totally. But the good news is you can have like a successful multiple six figure coaching business with a brain that only is listening to you like half the time. Like, I feel like that's my life. Right?
Yeah.
So one of my coach actually recently asked me, she asked all of us in her mastermind, what's the thought you have the most about your business? And I was like, 85% of the time, my thought is like, everything's going fine. You just got to keep doing what you're doing. And then 15% of the time, my thought is, oh my God, we're all going to die. Like, that's what's going on in my brain, right? But like,
for sure,
I don't let that keep me from taking action. And I don't tell myself that's the reason I can't take action or I can't grow my business. I'm like, it's crazy. I've been here today. We're going to keep going. Bring the crazy along. Everybody, like, get on one of those little leashes we have for kindergarten kids. Like, strap all the crazy in and just take it with us.
Yes.
Coming along.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's 100% what it is. It's 100%. So anybody that is watching this, if you are having the compare and despair or any other mind drama, just know, like, you can like be successful with all the drama. It's fine.
Totally. Yeah. And the better you get at managing your mind, the more successful you get. There's a reason to work on it. I had to do some mind management to get off the ground, but it's not like you have to have your mind completely managed. In order.
Do you ever get to the point where it's completely managed? No. I'm not even sure that that's a thing.
No, for sure not. I just told my clients yesterday in my Unfuck Your Brain group that one of them was like, well, now I beat myself up that I like didn't do the thought work. And I'm like, listen, literally no one has ever had a perfectly managed mind and none of us are going to be the first ones. Mm-hmm. So like, pressure's off.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh my gosh. But that is a thing. Like, I think even coaches beat themselves up. I mean, I know I beat myself up all the time. I'm like messaging Susan today in a total like messy fit of tears about something in my business. And then I'm like, and now I feel so much shame that I should be further than this. I should be better than this.
Right.
And it's just not really the situation.
No, and it's just, that's what your brain tells you. I've got my clients who've only known about coaching for 2 months, shaming themselves for not being far enough along. And then you're doing it too. Right. Like,
3 years in.
Anytime you add shame, so like rest faster.
So good.
All right. Well, thanks for recording this little video for my crew.
You are so welcome. Hopefully it is impactful. Like, even that moment for me, I just felt like was so impactful to be like, I'm listening to the Compare and Spare podcast, like the episode, and I'm doing it right now. What is happening?
So meta.
That is so meta. Brilliant. So hopefully that will be helpful to them. And I know, I guarantee a lot of your listeners were having that happen as they were listening to.
Totally.
And also, just to give you like a little prop, I noticed this. I was out this weekend and I noticed the thing that you were talking about where women will go out and gauge like where they fall in the crowd. Like, I caught myself being like, oh, you know, I don't dress the way most girls dress these days. Like, I don't have the same vibe that they have. I don't have that it girl vibe. Like, I was catching myself doing that. And I was like, that's so interesting. You don't even notice it until someone brings it into your awareness. And now it's in my awareness. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, and it's also reminding me that it's hilarious that you were like, oh, Car explains things so well. Because every time I write my podcast, I'm like, if you would just plan ahead more, these podcasts would be better. Right? Like, doing this off the cuff, you know who explains things really well? Brooke really explains things well. Brooke is our coach, our teacher.
Yeah. I know. And you were like, You're like, Stacey's so cheery or whatever. And I'm like, I just did a Facebook rant that got multiple messages of people's displeasure.
Right. So it's like our stories about each other have nothing to do with what that person's internal experience is like.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So. It's totally our own internal experience just being mirrored back to us in the totally. World.
That's the moral.
I love it.
Fair. You never have any what's going on when someone else is comparing and despairing themselves to you right at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
So good. I love it. Thank you for making that podcast. Like, I love it. I'm gonna have to do something similar on mine because I'm like, yep, this is a thing. This is a thing that comes up for me quite a bit.
Here in this human brain.
I love it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks for tuning in. If you want to start building your confidence right away, you can download a free confidence cheat sheet at www.caralowenthal.com/podcastconfidence.
Don't forget that if you want to meet me in person, ask me a question, get your book signed, take a selfie with me, whatever it is you want to do, my book tour is your chance. I am going on tour from May 12th through May 24th, all around the country, going to Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, twice in New York, two parties in New York, DC, Philly, and Boston. And we are capping these events so they can be intimate parties and celebrations. So you're going to want to hurry up and go get your ticket. Your ticket includes admission to the event, a book, some swag, food and drink, and the chance to meet and connect, not just with me, but with other women in your area and people socialize as women in your area who are also doing this work and trying to live this kind of intentional, empowered life. So you're going to leave maybe with a new best friend, certainly with a new best book. You can get all the information and grab your ticket before they sell out at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour or text your email to +1 347 997 1784 and the code word is tour. I cannot wait to see you there.